Good afternoon. This is All India Radio and I am Valsa Williams with the midday news. The headlines. Prime Minister Narendra Modi launches tuberculosis-free India campaign, sets 2025 deadline to eliminate tuberculosis. Opposition continues to disrupt Parliament for the seventh consecutive day. Lok Sabha adjourned for the day and Rajya Sabha till 2 p.m. Telangana Legislative Assembly expels two Congress legislators and suspends 11 party MLAs for unruly behaviour. Six Congress MLCs also suspended. Jammu and Kashmir Chief Minister Mehbooba Mufti drops Finance Minister Haseeb Rabu from Cabinet on his remarks about Kashmir. IndiGo and Go Air cancels 65 flights after DGCA grounds planes with faulty engines, hundreds of passengers affected. And SBI reduces charges by up to 75% for non-maintenance of average monthly balance. Prime Minister Narendra Modi today launched a campaign to eradicate tuberculosis TB from India by 2025, 5 years ahead of a globally set deadline. After inaugurating the Delhi End TB Summit in New Delhi, the Prime Minister launched the TB Free India campaign to take the activities under the National Strategic Plan for TB Elimination forward in a mission mode for ending the epidemic.
Duniya bhar mein TB ko khatm karne ke liye varsh 2030 तक का समय तय किया गया है लेकिन मैं आज इस मंच से एक घोषणा कर रहा हूं कि भारत ने वर्ष 2030 से 5 साल और पहले यानी 2025 तक टीबी को खत्म करने का लक्ष्य अपने तय किया है.
Mr. Modi said TB was declared as an emergency by WHO 25 years ago and India has come a long way in the fight against tuberculosis. He said it is important to get rid of tuberculosis within the stipulated time period. Mr. Modi said new initiatives have been taken to eliminate the disease and budget allocation has been increased.
Sarkar dwara TB se judi yojanaon par budget lagatar badhaya ja raha hai. Is varsh ke budget mein hi hamari sarkar ne इस बीमारी के मरीजों को पौष्टिक सहायता देने के लिए अतिरिक्त 100 मिलियन डॉलर प्रतिवर्ष खर्च करने का प्रावधान किया है.
The Prime Minister stressed on analyzing the situation and changing the approach, saying that efforts to curb tuberculosis has not yielded successful results yet and said state governments have a major role to play in the elimination of TB from the country. Mr. Modi said he has written to all chief ministers to join the mission. He said it will also boost the spirit of cooperative federalism. Speaking on the occasion, Health Minister J.P. Nadda said government is committed to eliminate tuberculosis from India by 2025.
Duniya ko ek disha dene ki drishti se, jab Sustainable Development Goals 2030 mein eliminate hone ki baat kahi gayi, to aapne kaha ki Bharat 2025 mein mukt hona chahiye, uske liye har tarike ki strategy adopt karni chahiye. एक बहुत बड़ा कदम, एक बहुत बड़ा हौसले का कदम और स्वास्थ्य विभाग उस काम को पूरा करने के लिए कृतसंकल्प है, पूरी ताकत के साथ हम पूरा कर रहे हैं.
In his address, Director General of WHO, Dr. Tedros Adhanom Ghebreyesus, said WHO stands with India and other countries in the fight against tuberculosis.
India is taking enormous and bold steps to win the war against TB. This will be a critical contribution to win the war globally. We are witnessing an increased and unprecedented political commitment to end TB globally.
Leaders from across the globe have converged in the national capital for the summit hosted by the Union Ministry of Health along with the WHO and the Stop TB Partnership. TB is responsible for 1.7 million deaths in 2016, despite most cases being curable, while over 10 million people contract TB every year. Continuous protests by various opposition parties on different issues, including PNB scam, forced the adjournment of both the Houses of Parliament for the seventh consecutive day today. Both Houses have been adjourned for the day. When the Lok Sabha reassembled at noon after its first adjournment, Congress-led opposition again trooped into the well, raising slogans. Members from Telugu Desam Party and YSR Congress also surged into the well, demanding special status to Andhra Pradesh. This forced Speaker Sumitra Mahajan to adjourn the House for the day. In the Rajya Sabha, despite repeated appeals by Chairman M. Venkaiah Naidu to allow the smooth functioning of the House, opposition members trooped into the well displaying placards. Mr. Naidu said the disturbances in the House show Parliament in a poor light, stating that the chair is willing to allow discussion effectively as per rules and traditions. Mr. Naidu again appealed to them to put an end to the stalling of proceedings. Later, the House was adjourned for the day. Parliamentary Affairs Minister Anand Kumar today charged the Congress with deliberately disrupting the proceedings of both the Houses of Parliament. Talking to media after the BJP Parliamentary Board meeting in New Delhi, Mr. Kumar said the government has made it clear on several occasions that it is ready to discuss every issue. But it seems that the Congress Party wants to adopt all types of undemocratic means to ensure that the Lok Sabha and the Rajya Sabha remained non-functional. He again requested the Congress and other opposition parties to let both the houses run smoothly.
बैंकिंग स्कैम के चर्चा के साथ सारे अनिवार्य विषयों को हमने लिस्ट ऑफ बिजनेस में रखा है. भारतीय जनता पार्टी अपने सभी सदस्यों को थ्री लाइन व्हिप भी जारी की है. हम और एक बार निवेदन करेंगे कांग्रेस को और सभी पार्टियों को, सदन चलाए और सार्थक चर्चा करें.
Earlier, talking to media outside Parliament, Mr. Kumar said Congress now believes in dinner politics and seems frustrated due to the repeated electoral defeats. He asserted that BJP will continue with its winning spree as it adopts people-friendly policies and provides good governance. Scrutiny of nominations is being held today for 58 Rajya Sabha seats that will go to the polls on the 23rd of this month. The 58 seats are spread across various states including Uttar Pradesh, Bihar, Rajasthan, Maharashtra and Gujarat. Yesterday was the last day for filing of nominations. In Bihar, re-polling is underway at 27 booths in Bhabhua Assembly constituency, which went to by-polls on Sunday. The Election Commission had ordered re-polling at 27 booths as voting could not take place on the polling day due to non-functioning of EVPAT at these booths. Our correspondent reports elaborate arrangements have been made to ensure free and fair polls. Telangana Assembly Speaker Madhusudan Chari today expelled two Congress legislators from the House and suspended 11 other Congress members for the rest of the budget session. The action was taken following their alleged unruly behaviour during the Governor's speech yesterday. Six Congress members have also been suspended from the Legislative Council for the rest of the budget session. Those suspended from the Legislative Assembly include Leader of Opposition K. Jana Reddy, Komati Reddy, Venkat Reddy and Sampath Kumar are the members expelled from the Assembly. The Congress members allegedly injured Legislative Council Chairman Swami Gowd by hurling a headphone during the Governor ESL Narasimhan's joint address to the State Legislature on the first day of the budget session yesterday. Soon after the House met for the day this morning, Legislative Affairs Minister Harish Rao moved two separate resolutions seeking the suspension and expulsion of the Congress members, which were passed by the House. This is All India Radio giving you the news.
अब भी वक्त है असेसमेंट ईयर 2016-17 व 2017-18 की बिलेटेड रिटर्न तथा असेसमेंट ईयर 2016-17 की रिवाइज रिटर्न इंटरेस्ट के साथ 31 मार्च 2018 तक फाइल कर सकते हैं. तो आगे बढ़िए,
ईमानदारी से भरें अपना आयकर आज.
सुन लो ये पैगाम, बढ़ती उम्र को कर लो सलाम. उम्र पर जीत का है सरल उपाय, सही नियम से जीवन जिया जाए.
सुबह शाम टहलने जाओ, भारी नहीं सिर्फ हल्का खाओ. जीवन में योग ध्यान को जोड़ो, सभी नशों से नाता तोड़ो.
चलते फिरते रहो, स्वच्छ रहो हरदम. समाज में मिलो सभी से, मनोरंजन करो मस्त रहो अभी से.
जिंदगी में हो नियम, स्वस्थ रहे हरदम.
राष्ट्रीय बुजुर्ग स्वास्थ्य देखभाल कार्यक्रम भारत सरकार द्वारा जनहित में जारी.
In a major political development in Jammu and Kashmir, Chief Minister Mehbooba Mufti dropped Finance, Labour and Employment Minister Dr. Haseeb Drabu from the Cabinet in view of his remarks about Kashmir. At a function in New Delhi on Friday, Drabu had said that Kashmir is not a political problem but a social issue. The governor has accepted the recommendation of the Chief Minister to drop the 57-year-old PDP MLA from the Council of Ministers. He is an MLA from Rajpura in South Kashmir's Pulwama district. The Chief Minister has kept the charge of Finance, Labour and Employment departments with her. Budget carriers Indigo and GoAir cancelled as many as 65 flights today after the country's aviation regulator DGCA grounded 11 of their A320neo planes with faulty engines, causing severe inconvenience to hundreds of flyers. Citing safety of aircraft operations, Directorate General of Civil Aviation said 8 planes of Indigo and 3 such aircraft of GoAir with PW1100 engines have been grounded with immediate effect. The Gurugram-based Indigo cancelled 47 of its flights, while the GoAir said it has cancelled 18 flights. Hundreds of passengers across the country have been affected after the cancellation of flights by Indigo and GoAir. The flights that have been cancelled are from Delhi, Mumbai, Chennai, Kolkata, Hyderabad and Bangalore, among others. State Bank of India, SBI, has cut down the charges by up to 75% for non-maintenance of average minimum balance in its savings accounts. The new charges, which will benefit about 25 crore bank customers, comes into effect from the 1st of next month. The bank said in a release that customers in metro and urban centres will now have to pay 15 rupees per month plus GST. Earlier, the charges were 50 rupees per month plus GST. According to the release, for semi-urban centres, the charges have been reduced from 40 to 12 rupees per month plus GST, and for rural centres, from 40 to 10 rupees per month plus GST. SBI's Managing Director, Retail and Digital Banking, P.K. Gupta, said the charges have been reduced, taking into account the feedback and sentiments of the bank's customers. In Uttarakhand, 13 people were killed in a road accident at Bhatroj Khan Ramnagar Road in Almora district today. Rescue operation is being carried out with the help of locals and district administration. More from our correspondent.
The accident occurred around 9 a.m. in the morning when bus ferrying passenger fell into a deep gorge near Kalidhar Mohana area of the district. SDRF along with police official have been deployed for rescue operation. The ill-fated bus was on its way from Almora to Ramnagar. So far, 13 people have been admitted to Ramnagar Hospital, while 3 seriously injured persons have also been referred to base hospital Haldwani. The cause of the accident is yet to be ascertained. Sanjeev Sundriyal, AIR News, Dehradun.
Former Mauritian Prime Minister Paul Berenger today called on visiting Indian President Ramnath Kovind in Port Louis. Mr. Kovind is in Mauritius on a 3-day state visit. Leader of Opposition Lok Duval, Chief of Justice Keshav Prasad Mathadeen and Speaker Shantibai Hanumanji also met President Kovind. The leaders thanked India for its consistent cooperation with the island nation. The President also laid the foundation stone of an ENT hospital. The Sensex at the Bombay Stock Exchange climbed above the 34,000 mark. It gained 96 points to 34,014. Similarly, the Nifty at the National Stock Exchange added 40 points to 10,461. The rupee at the forex market also recovered by 6 paise against the US dollar to trade below 65. Commerce Minister Suresh Prabhu today said intellectual property right IPR is the foremost critical agenda for development of medicines, inaugurating the National Conference on Counterfeiting and Role of Enforcement Agencies in New Delhi. Mr. Prabhu said there is a need to ensure that there are no counterfeit drugs. And now before we end the bulletin, the headlines once again. Prime Minister Narendra Modi launches Tuberculosis Free India campaign, sets 2025 deadline to eliminate tuberculosis. Opposition continues to disrupt Parliament for the 7th consecutive day, both houses adjourned for the day. Telangana Legislative Assembly expels 2 Congress legislators and suspends 11 party MLAs for unruly behaviour, 6 Congress MLCs also suspended. Jammu and Kashmir Chief Minister Mehbooba Mufti drops Finance Minister Haseeb Drabu from Cabinet on his remarks about Kashmir. Indigo and GoAir cancel 65 flights after DGCA grounds planes with faulty engines, hundreds of passengers affected, and SBI reduces charges by up to 75% for non-maintenance of average monthly balance. And with that, we end the midday news.